Okay, Mayor.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Councilmember Deedy?
Yes.
Councilmember Morgan?
Here.
Councilmember Edelman?
Here.
Councilmember Pepper?
Here.
Councilmember Weber?
Here.
Okay, so Brian, do you want to have this work study? Do you want to tell us what you want to talk about?
So there was an email that came out today. Sorry.
Councilmember Weber.
There's an email that came out today that touches on, looks like, some items that were asked to be added in previously. And so I guess we need to discuss where we're at as far as the administration's position, if what's coming to council in the future. In my opinion, like I don't remember if I mentioned it the other night, I wasn't real thrilled with the DKS contract that came back because it's basically very similar to what we had seen in the past with Mayor Vision. You know, everybody, we all know that this is really our biggest issue as far as, well, one of the biggest issues with the, as far as development, is the traffic mitigation. And, you know, decisions we make now will have effects, you know, 20, 40, 50 years down the road. And, you know, when it comes to hiring a contractor, I would expect that they would do what I ask them to do in a contract and not, you know, more or less dictate the terms of how the contract is going to be. So, anybody else needs to chime in, I guess?
Well, Pat, you sent an email today, so tell me the basis of your email.
Councilmember Pepper, the last meeting we had, I talked about contacting DKS and asking for some adjustments, three particular adjustments to the contract. And so I sent him an email to talk about if he would be open to adjusting in on those three areas. And he was. So the email that you got today was his response to the three items that I had sent him, which was scope of work task number one, give us 3 weeks.
Do you have a copy of what you suggested?
I do. I have a copy of the letter that I sent to him, but I only have one copy, so if you would like to read it, you certainly may. Or somebody
can you make
copies?
Yeah.
And it was and he wants to know if we have any additional questions, so maybe once you read through it, you would think about that. But this allows us to, in the future, make maybe suggestions as well. But this is for the memorandum Exhibit A, which is what I sent out to you today, which was from him. And him is Richard Hutchison, who is now the Seattle DKS person. It used to be Mr. Majeski, and he has moved to a different, still with DKS, but a different workplace or something. I think it's Oregon now, I'm not sure. So
that memorandum didn't get in.
You need to talk into them.
I just got it today, so it's not, it just came today. So yeah. we've been kind of going back and forth a little bit, and he's been very gracious, and so I really appreciated his quick response.
This is Janie Edelman.
Oh my gosh.
I'll turn it down, but let me finish this.
Yeah. That made it worse.
This turned off.
It's just that it's turned up. There is no stapler in here, so I apologize.
I have some clips. Anybody needs them? Just chuck it out.
You're welcome. There you go.
Is that working? Can you guys hear me? I'll use my family voice.
I wanted to point out that you didn't send it to Seth Botcher, and he is our public works director, and he is
the
person.
That is my error. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I try to think of as many people as possible, and that was an oversight on my part.
Okay.
And I apologize. I'm not trying to keep it from anyone. Mayor?
Councilmember Edelman.
Some of this, I've gone through this, and I want to at some point go through all of the comments that I have on all of this. And I think, you know, changing the date from 1 week to 3 weeks is a good idea. One of the things that I take exception to are these meetings where you want to meet with the city staff and the growth management committee members. And throughout this proposal that you folks have, you are leaving out the entire city council. And once again, I want to remind the city council that this is a council of five, and that one, two, or three of you, well, three if you make a vote, then vote for the council. But it's very blatant in all of this that you're leaving out some of the other council members in the decision-making process, and I think that's wrong.
So after I showed this to, I see on page 2 that it says that this is to be on the council meeting for October 19th, but it's not possible to do that because it would have to be ready to go out in the packets on Friday, and we didn't get this till today, so there would be no way to get it in the packet. And secondly, Seth told me today that he would have to review the changes with the attorney and have the attorney write off on it before it could ever get into the packet. So he thinks that maybe November 2nd would be the date that it would go back on the agenda. Councilmember Deedy.
Okay, so last council meeting, Councilmember Pepper, you stated that you talked to DKS, and I asked you, where did you get the, were you speaking on behalf of the council, or were you speaking on just you? And you didn't really answer that question. So now I'm reading this letter, this email that you sent to Richard, and it says, in any event, we do want to move things along so that this project can be completed. So we have moved the matter of finalization of the contract over to our meeting on the 19th. At no time during last Thursday's council meeting did the council take a vote to say, we would like Council Member Pepper to be our spokesperson to DKS and to ask these specific questions to DKS. At no time did we state that. So at no time, Council Member Pepper, Council Member Weber, Council Member Edelman, Council Member Morgan, you cannot speak on behalf of a council if you have not already stated that at a full open public meeting and had the vote of the council to go ahead and contact an agency or the media or anybody and speak on behalf of all of us. You do not have that right. So I take huge exception to this letter right off the bat. And also, you should, number one, the council can say, we'd like these things done, and we take a vote, and then it goes to Seth, and then Seth does the work, and he says, I tried with this, or I couldn't get this, and then he comes back with to us. At no time does the city council do staff work. So I'm looking here at this, and with what you have done, Councilmember Pepper, and saying that you're speaking on behalf of the council, you have already violated a union contract.
Excuse me, I would like to respond to this attack.
It's not an attack.
I have the floor.
I had it when you stole it from me.
Well, you haven't been recognized by the mayor.
Councilmember Pepper.
Thank you, Mayor Benson. I am the chair of the Growth Management Committee, and I have contacted this person and talked with them by email and also by phone. There are three modifications that I talked about at the last meeting, and I said that I was going to contact him again to see if it would be all right that the contract could be modified to include those three changes. They are to our benefit.
Councilmember Deedy.
So, again, listen carefully. If you, Councilmember Pepper, contact somebody, you, Councilmember Pepper, speak on behalf of Councilmember Pepper. You do not speak on behalf of a full body council without having the vote of the full body council.
Councilmember Morgan.
Not to belabor this point.
Could you get a little closer to the mic?
Not to belabor this point further, except the fact of the matter is the full council did vote on the committee structure and named the chairpeople of the committees and the membership of the committees. And so if one of our committee chairs contacts someone as the committee chair, they do have the full authority of the full council to do that. I know this is very frustrating for the minority council to understand, but the majority does rule.
Mayor. Councilmember Edelman.
You're absolutely wrong. Absolutely wrong. I would like any of you in the majority to point out in any government document that gives a council member the authority to be talking to the city's contractors. Prove it. You guys always throw out these allegations, but you never have any proof. But I'm done with that. We need to get on with this work study. We know that you guys don't follow the rules that you've made up for yourself. You only make Tammy and I do it.
Councilmember Pepper.
Oh, I should probably see if anybody else has comment, because we've all gone around once. So I don't know if you have comment.
I started.
We've all spoken twice.
And you can speak more than twice. Councilmember Pepper.
I would also like to point out that this memorandum that was sent today was sent to Seth Botcher.
To what?
It was sent to Seth Botcher.
Yes, but you didn't send it to Seth.
I have apologized. This will be the third time.
Okay. Good with that. Councilmember Edelman.
Since I've done quite a bit of research on this, I'd like to go through with my comments, if that will be allowed, so that I can get some answers. Is that agreeable? Okay. Okay, first of all, on the DKS memo that came out, there are some changes under task two that are not the same in the document. And I guess, as far as I'm concerned, if the staff and our city attorney don't object to that language, then I don't object to that language. It's just that it's new.
Yep, but well, the attorney has to review it.
Exactly. What I, one of the things I don't understand in this memo is under the budget and authorization, there's five paragraphs. I was having a hard time reconciling this with the document. And I guess the other, my other comment is, who put together this packet? Was this done by city staff, or was this done by one of you guys?
Did you put all of the stuff that was on our desk together, or did some of it come from someplace else?
This was what was on the in the packet on October 5th.
Oh, okay, so all of this stuff was on October 5th.
Okay. So I don't understand this whole budget authorization. Can you guys explain that to me, and where does it fit into the contract?
Jenny, what document are you looking at? So I know we're all on the same.
I'm talking about this whole pair of these paragraphs on this memo. Well, the other thing I need to point out is it doesn't follow our contract, and so it needs to be changed anyway. So it has to go through our attorney. The scope and the budget are two different things and should be two different exhibits.
And I understand that, but I just wanted an explanation. Since Pat's been talking to the consultant, maybe that she had an answer.
The only thing I requested was a scope of work task number one, which it is assumed the city will review and provide one set of cost estimates within 3 weeks. And task number two, respond to city comments. DKS will make revisions, except that's what I'm asking. Respond to city comments, and then they talk about what they will do. And then the third item was task four, city staff coordination. Other items are the same, or should be, as far as I know.
My question still stands. Where does this budget and authorization language fit into the contract? I couldn't find a place for it. I don't know. I mean, it starts out with, in consideration of the performance of these services, DKS Associates will be compensated the lump sum by task amount of $29,579 as shown in Table 1. But where are those words in the contract? Then they go on to talk about how it's going to be invoiced.
Well, I think this, we're only talking about Exhibit A. The memorandum refers
only to
Exhibit A.
If you have a contractor, I used to work at Boeing Contracts. If you have a contractor that comes in and puts in contractual language, it needs to be added into the contract. What I don't understand is, and I recognize this is today's thing, but there should be a way that this should be able to reconcile with the current contract.
Do you have a copy of the contract?
I do.
Could I look at it for a second?
I happen to have two copies, and I don't know why. We can have this. You didn't bring it with you?
I thought I did. And perhaps I will have it at the ready.
Because I guess my other comment is, and this feeds into what I'm going to talk about in a bit. This was our being the city's boilerplate contract. For contractors, that you would make a few changes maybe here or there, but basically the terms and conditions are the terms and conditions regardless of who the contractor is. But it's obviously been taken out of context, because when I look at page 8 of 8, the signature for the lawyer is David Lenihan. Carol Morris has not worked here since what, February or March of last year?
Well, that's the contract that was given to us at the meeting the other day. That's not a contract I'm giving to you. And if you look on, You have this listed as page 24, and it's page 4, and it's the scope of tasks and budget.
Well, the reason I repage numbered it, because I was trying to make some sense out of what was provided to me in the packet. So there's, sometimes there's two sets of numbers.
What?
My red line.
It looks like it's the same set of numbers right now. If you look at this.
What page number?
This is the number in here, 424.
Okay. The reason I repage numbered it is because you've got multiple pages with the same numbers, and it's hard to reconcile.
I didn't put that together, so, you know, you're looking at something that came in a, not from me.
You guys are the ones that are advocating for this. I would expect you guys to be, and this has been out for a while. I don't understand. No, I understand. What I do understand is the table one, I don't have a problem with table one. What I don't get is all of the verbiage that's in advance of that. Is this just an explanation of what fits into the scope, tasks, and budget? Might suggest, Mayor, that when Mr. Lenihan goes through this, that we'll find his call.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to back up now to the front page, because we're looking at a contract for, well, you guys don't have the answers. We've only got now 40 minutes to get through this work study. The original amount for this work was $29,000, a little over $29,000. Now, and maybe I'm wrong, I'm told frequently I am, these additional tasks that are options, were those options that were put into this contract by the majority? All of the meetings where you're commanding the consultant to be here for all these, a bunch of meetings?
Ms. Councilmember Weber, if I remember from way back when, this came, when we went through this last year, there were two optional tasks that were out there that we could do if we so chose to
right.
partake in that.
But again, it was because you guys requested it.
I don't believe so.
Anyway, the bottom line is funding for all of this is only $34,655. And the gross cost right now with those options is $40,156. So my question is, where does that money come from if the city decides to go with those options that you guys want?
This comes from Weber again. It says that this was budgeted for completion of the comprehensive plan update, and these amounts were in the 2016 budget. We also added voted another $50,000 into the budget this for 2017 for the comp plan, if I recall. So that.
But was that for DKS,
cover,
Mayor? Do you remember?
It's to
it's
do
just
whatever.
For the comp plan.
Yeah, it's just for the comp plan.
So
if you
cover.
Use a lot of that money for that, then they probably don't have a consultant.
Because we've been working on this for so long, we're going to be due for another update pretty soon.
Councilmember Pepper.
I'm not done yet.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. I've got this whole big package to go through. Some of these are just things I came up with. On page 2 of 8, item number 3 under terms, it's an incomplete sentence, so that needs to be fixed. Because it says this agreement shall commence on the issuance of a notice to proceed and the blank. And I do assume that the contract will be amended at some point to have Mr. Lenihan's signature. Under the Exhibit A, scope of work, I think that was a good suggestion to move the staff time to 3 weeks for a response. 1 week right now would be really difficult. They also made some changes to test two. And I guess, Mayor, you don't even have a response yet from staff on any of these things that came out in this letter today.
Mm-mm.
So I guess I'll reserve
just that they would have to go before. Just that they would have to go before our attorney to have it reviewed.
Yeah, because
Councilmember,
the last
she's not done.
May I finish? Okay, then on the next page, you talk about staff coordination. You are suspiciously leaving out the rest of the council. Where's your transparency if you're having these meetings? Where's the transparency for the rest of us?
This is the old scope of work.
It's the one that was provided to me. And those did not change. Those are the same in the new letter that was in the package that was presented in the packet. Same thing with task five, the joint city council / planning commission work sessions. You talk about one joint city council growth management committee / planning commission. Now, it may just be that they're missing a / but you're leaving out the city council in some of these reviews. But yet down in the deliverables, you've got city council / planning commission. Because I, for one, if you're going to have a meeting, it's going to be an open public meeting. Now, on the next page one, it's a memo from Jane Kohler, which I guess we did waive privilege at some point. And that's all, because the rest of it, I think, is duplications. Yeah, that's all I've got.
Councilmember Pepper?
I just wanted to say what the optional scope of work was. Public one, open optional task six is a public open house. And draft and final presentation board for transportation findings. Optional task seven, city council / planning commission hearings. On an on-call basis, DKS will prepare for and attend up to two hearings for planning commission and city council. DKS will not present at the hearings, but be available to support city staff and answer questions. Prepare for and attend up to two city council or planning commission hearings. So I think, I think these optional tasks are valuable because they are, they do allow for questions and a public open house. And I also, I don't happen to know whether DKS does an hourly accounting of their work that they do with the kinds of budget things that they have listed. So
those basically are fixed fees.
They are fixed fees.
Yes, that's what all of those are. They're not going to reduce it, but if they don't spend as many hours.
Councilmember,
I don't have a problem with the way that these options are written. That's not my issue. My issue is that it's almost $15,000. that we would be paying people to come up here when we should be working with the staff. The staff works with the consultants. They get all the information, they present it to the council.
Councilmember Deedy?
I'll just say that if this does pass at the council level, where we're all voting, and it is in here that it'll go to a committee, I will be attending that committee. So Mayor Benson, Brenda, you will need to advertise that, because if it's going to the Growth Management Committee, I'm going. So it needs to be advertised for that, because I'm stating right now 3 members will be there. So I don't know if any other members are going, but I will be there.
Councilmember Pepper?
On the agenda, it says DTS contract and comments from the public. So
those comments were included in the packet from previous comments from the public.
But the public that is here may not comment at this time?
That's not normal in work session. Work sessions are among council.
I don't think that's very clear on the agenda here.
Well, those were the comments that were included in the packet that we had previously received from Jane Kohler and
Peter
Rimbles. Councilmember Weber.
So based on the fact that a lot of the comments that are in this particular packet and that have been made over the last couple of years, I would move that...
You can't take action tonight.
I'm not taking any action. I
would don't move.
A motion is action.
Move.
Okay. Well, all right.
Just state what you wanted to say.
Well, I would like to hear from, obviously, the TAT group has taken their time out tonight to come in. And so if they have anything they'd like to add, I would like to hear it from them.
I would just like
Member
to
Deedy.
Say that we haven't even discussed what Peter Rimbles brought forward. So maybe it'd be good to discuss what Peter Rimbles brought forward, and if we have any questions, then we certainly could bring him up to discuss that. But I would also like to just put on the record that, you know, we're talking about we need qualified consultants, we need consultants that went to school, got degrees for that. You know, no offense to Peter Rimbros, but he is not a traffic engineer. So just keep that in mind, okay?
This is Councilmember Weber again. I'm well aware that Mr. Rimbos is not a traffic engineer, and I also, he's not the only person that's a member of the TAT either.
Who else?
There's still plenty of stuff that...
Who else are members?
TAT doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, TAT doesn't.
Really? Okay. You know what? Let's let Mr. Rimbos come and sit at the table. You need a supermajority. Let's just say yes, everybody.
I would like to hear from Mr. Rimbos.
Because I
would like to hear from Mr. Rimbos and any other member of that group that would like to speak with us this evening.
I would also open that up to anybody who would like to speak, not just Peter Rimbos.
Okay.
Because you can't just
single out one. The TAT and DKS is what we're discussing. The DKS.
We haven't discussed TAT.
It says public comment. It doesn't just say the TAT team.
Oh, crying out loud. So we're going to have folks come up.
You got 20 minutes.
Yeah, might as well use up your time.
Start with Mr. Rimbos.
I would like to. When we had our last meeting, we postponed DKS until October 19th. And I would really like that to stay that way.
God.
It's not going to be on the agenda for the 19th because it will not have time for attorney review. It would have to be in the packet now, and it is not in the packet. It is, you turned in new information today that cannot get in the packet by tomorrow for the packet for the meeting on the 19th. Mr. Rimbos, would you want to grab a chair?
For 25 minutes.
No, he doesn't.
It won't be 25 minutes. Thank you. My name's Peter Rimbos. And before I even talk about our comments, I'd like to try to solve all the problems you just talked about for the past 40 minutes. Shoot me down if you don't like it, but first of all, interaction should be with the council and not with the committee. If you only have 34K, get rid of task 7, optional task 7, because task 5 basically covers it. If you just keep optional task 6, you're under 34K. I can keep going if you want, but every problem you mentioned can be solved very easily. So, okay. I don't see any problems. Did something else come up that I forgot?
May I ask a question?
Councilman Edelman.
I'm Edelman.
I mean Edelman.
I know, we look alike. It's 20 years. Okay, attached to our packet, Peter, and I don't mean to be argumentative, I'm just questioning. Because
I just saw most of this time, too.
But this is something that you gave to the council.
I understand.
Almost a year and a half ago. And so, had you read the contract before you got here tonight to see if any of your comments had been incorporated, or had you talked to the council members?
Always every spot. I talked to everybody at this table that I can get a hold of, except you have a long distance number and we communicated by email. But
you what? We couldn't hear you back.
I'm sorry. I talked to most of the council members by phone. All we've ever seen.
Wait, what?
You want me to spend time doing that? I will. I spoke to Bob Edelman because
Jane
was
at home. We've got to stop this. The audience has got to stop interrupting what's going on in our council meeting.
I'm on your side, Gary. Don't argue with me. I'm on your side.
Okay? I don't believe you.
All right, moving on.
That's it. I'm finished. I'm not going to handle politics. If you don't trust me, you don't trust me. Nice try.
Councilmember Deedy, so is there any other citizen that wanted to come up and talk? Or did you guys have any other things you want to add to this meeting?
I don't.
So seeing no other comments.
Wait. Mr. Edelman.
Are you getting that?
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to.
Trying to understand what's going on. I'm reading the agenda bill. Has this been negotiated with DKS, or is that yet to be negotiated? Talk to Pat. That was a question to Pat.
DKS is willing to make the changes that were requested.
Is there some kind of a communication that?
Yes.
That says that. Is there?
Thank you for the comments and suggested revisions to our scope. I've made all the changes requested, as well as a change to the expected completion date to allow for more city review time, and also account for the new expected NTP date. Please let me know if you have any additional questions.
So you negotiated these changes?
I requested them. I did not negotiate them. I requested them.
You requested the change.
Did we get a copy of that?
No.
No, but you're welcome to it.
That wasn't in the packet, I guess. But
no.
The changes, so do they include the Jane Kohler memo? the changes that were in the Jane Kohler memo that changes to task one, task two.
Task four, yes.
Task four.
Yes.
I thought it was just one, two, and three. That's all it's in here.
Well, no, item three is task four.
So you're changing, task two. Says presently, the wording restricts the city's ability to propose revisions to the draft comprehensive plan, chapter seven, and transportation technical appendix. I can't see that. It does not restrict it in any way. What it does, it protects. It protects DKS from having to run through additional analyses, calculations, and graphic modifications. But the city doesn't have to make modifications. How do I say that? The city can make any modification of the comp plan. They don't have to ask DKS if it's okay to do. So I don't. I guess I wouldn't agree with that change. And then the change to task four doesn't make any sense. There is no City Council Growth Management Act Committee. That's. However, Jane Kohler has a way of screwing things up. Those are my comments.
Well, and I believe that should read, it shouldn't be changed to the Growth Management Committee anyway. It should read with the city staff and city council, which would include the Growth Management. It doesn't have to be specific to the Growth Management Committee. If all the council are there, all the Growth Management Committee are there, and it's a public meeting. Mr. Williamson.
Good evening, Council Members, Mayor Andy Williamson, Interim Community Development Director. Hi. I just remind you again, whatever you do, we need to move forward with this element, work out the differences, move forward. We have plats coming before us currently that are going to vest under the old comp plan. I've told you this, we've mentioned this to you before, so they're there. The best part is no matter what the data says, no matter what it drives, at the very end, the council members will vote for the comp plan. The comp plan then has to go and get certified for PSRC. So if people do things that are wonky or people do things that are not supported by data, by the numbers that this new traffic model will come, it'll all get rejected by PSRC. So you have the ability to make those changes. And even if you look at what, and I apologize, I've had a heck of a day today, and I got it late, but thank you, Councilor.
But it did come through today.
It did, thank you for that. But if you do notice, it doesn't say that they're gonna complete their work until March of 2018. So we have, it's still till March of 2018. This is way, way late of getting done. So if we could just move forward with whatever you ultimately settle here, or in the next couple of days, get it done to move forward, so that we can move forward with that element. Staff really encourages you to do that.
Again, I would like to say that we postponed this to the October 19th meeting, and I would like to see it on the agenda, and I would like to move forward with this.
I didn't hear that, but I'm just encouraging you that we move forward, because this is such the key element to getting done. And I think you all, and we all as citizens and members that work, we want the new comp plan done. So we're just encouraging you that we do it more. So thank you.
Can you stay there for 1 second? Can I ask him a question?
Yeah.
Hi. Not being on this committee, I have what I got here with, but what I was noticing is it looked to me like in my packet that I got from the city before, that figure that was this figure, this 40,156. It didn't look to me like
that was any different before these additional tasks got added.
Councilmember Moore, that was a great question, because I had thought of those same things, but I didn't have enough time before I got here, just as you guys saw, I was running.
Right.
To actually go look and see what that old number was compared to what our new number was, and if we're even within that ballpark.
Well,
I'm not sure if the mayor
is. What I can tell you is, what I received, this is what I received 2 weeks ago, that's exactly the same number.
Oh, then.
So I'm going,
then congratulations, we got more for the bang of the buck. Make the motion and let's
exactly.
pass it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Thank you.
We can move forward. Great. Okay. Thank you.
If you do look in the packet, there is an agenda bill here from last year. When this came before council, it's agenda bill 16042A that is included in your packet that talks about the cost that was proposed last year. And in there it states the amount was $34,655.
Mm-hmm. I know, and I remembered that, and then I go, oh, and then so now it's this time later. That's how I sort of interpreted that, the 40,156 that I saw 2 weeks ago or three or.
Yes.
Or a week ago.
All this packet materials
is the same. Is the same. So, and then I look at the new figures, and they look the same. I don't know if that really.
Mayor.
I'm wondering if maybe Mayor Benson's thought that this needs to go back to the lawyer has something to do with if there's a difference there. I don't know.
Well, no, when you add new wording to a contract, you have to go back.
I understand. I understand that. I understand.
Councilmember Edelman.
But if you guys want to pass this on the 19th, next week, if you want to pass the contract as it was previously written, well, then you're not going to get it on the 19th, because it's got to go through attorney review. And it's not going to happen by the packet tomorrow. You guys, you know, for 2 years, you guys at the last minute have thrown stuff at the mayor and at the staff, and you expect them to drop everything that they're doing and respond to your stuff. It doesn't work that way. You have got to give the staff and our city attorney enough time to do the job that needs to be done, because I'll tell you right now, some of the stuff here, and it follows right along with what I've said before, it's sloppy legal work.
Mr. Rimbos, would you want to come back and address council?
If the audience accepts me.
Just
the audience doesn't get to respond.
I haven't been here in 2 years, so I'm not used to this.
You've missed all the fun.
I know. We're close. Okay. Did you want to talk about TAD comments? Is that what you want to talk about?
Yes.
Okay. We looked at 2015, I believe, burglary BAM and DKS work. Please tell me if there's any work that's been done since then. The discs were given to us by Barbara Kincaid in June or July of last year, and that's what we looked at. We looked at all the policies for Chapter 7 that were developed, and we also looked at the appendix, which basically consisted of the prose of Chapter 7, which is the transportation chapter. And our comments, we can't go over them tonight, but you have them. But we found several places where there were figures omitted, and I would imagine Andy and Seth will make sure that if those figures are necessary, they'll get put back in. I don't know why DKS omitted them. But there were some places where they made some statements that just didn't make any sense, and you see our comments. And we would just like staff to look at those, and if they have any questions, we can talk at another time. But my understanding is that whatever your contract does now, when you pass it, and DKS accepts the terms and conditions, they will be presenting to the city, orally or in writing or both, a draft transportation element. And then, based on the public participation plan, which I think should be in place, the public will get a chance to interact on that, one way or the other, whether it's with a public open house or however you guys decide to do it. And that's all that we care about. We just want to make sure that the transportation element is done right, and it's very important. And I intend to talk more about that at the town hall. So unless you have questions for me directly, That's all I really had to say.
Councilmember Dede Edelman.
You can just call me Janie. We've all wanted to get this done for the last 20 months. So we're not the bad guys here. We want to get it done. We want it done right. But Councilmember Dede and I are not the ones that have voted down this contract, what, six times?
Nine
times. So just understand our frustration with all of this also, because this should have been done over a year ago. It should have been done 2 years ago.
Councilmember Pepper.
Yes, I would like to say that we postponed this to October 19th, and I would like to see it on the agenda. And I don't see why you can't get everything done and bring it to the meeting next week.
By tomorrow.
Well, the meeting is next week, so that's like 4 business days.
So you want us to not follow the rules, but you're always preaching about following the rules.
It's craziness.
The attorney is out of town. He does not have time to review it tomorrow.
Well, I have a name of an attorney that can.
And we know what kind of work she does.
Please don't disparage people.
No. I would suggest that we have Mr. Lenihan, who is an attorney in good standing with the Bar Association, as opposed to one who has been suspended for lying.
Please do not disparage people.
Thank you.
That's the fact.
If we don't have any further to do on it, maybe we should, somebody should adjourn the meeting.
I make a move that we adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.